safe to make records. The rap duel's back, it's time to start wrecking. We double swinging high, I'm swinging low, washing wannabes down with some H2O. As I go blow to blow, toe to toe, flow for flow.
And he has PMD.
Hell no, I'm blowing rappers off course like the SS Minnow. That's not your rhyme, sonny, so please let go my ego.
I hear voices singing.
Straight up right now, I'm on a mission. From face to center and face your competition. As I rock, you jock and then shock and have fear. When the E is on the spot,
you pull the mic hand. Joker.
Yeah, boy, you hit the jackpot. So chills, I flex my skill and rap talent. Smooth hardcore, no time for love ballads. I'm not kicking in slow jams, it's cool, but not a hardcore to make the buzz act fool. That's the way I want stuff looking. The cry yelling and buck wild like Brooklyn wins.
EPMD is a tap.
No words at all, boy.
Sugar's not the net.
No words at all, boy.
Sugar's not the net.
Welcome. And all aboard. Craft try to dish, now it's time to score. People tripped and flipped when we spurged our gift to get paid off what we made and also uplift. A new way to sway, or should I say flow, to keep the ladies screaming out, the brothers yelling ho. Now hold the O. And give me an intro, a kick and a snare, now the green light to go. I flex a rhyme on a rap, but then proceed to wreck by breaking his mic in half, then put him in the yoke and snap his neck. When 5-0 roll, they say, what's the M.O.? Another rapper was hit by Mr. Slow Flow, cause on my second return, I had to come correct. Taking nothing but bodies on the unfinished business tip. I make the music that makes a posse ill, and they jeeps are playing ball or ready to chill. Or maybe at the spot where you hang where it's hot, drinking quarter old gold in the parking lot. But mainly at a concert where the place is packed. Brothers yelling ho, girl is on the Bozak. The system's booming, smoke everywhere. People swaying side to side with their hands in the air. A posse digs the music so they war on the road. So they troop through the venue, scoping everyone's goal. But whether you in New York, Detroit, LA or Miami, approach with caution, cause brothers pack jammies in their coat pocketbooks. And even they drop you on the wrong brother, and you're bound to get popped.
Hurry, hurry, and step right up. The best show on earth, EPMD, your word up. And featuring the man on the cut, he who don't believe can get the
macadamia
nuts. So what's up, homeboy? There's any static. Do we have to enjoy joints and get you mad at? Or can we cool and be jolly old chaps or break loose? Pull our guns and bust caps. Nah, I don't think you want that, so I cool. And instead I bust raps like check 1-2 and you don't quit. And match a funky though rhyme that fits. I say a rhyme and change the whole subject and still flow. And freak the whole public. It can't be done, especially by a crab MC who came out the crack rehab. You must be mad, in fact, kinda rad. You're not a smooth criminal, you soft when I'm bad. Don't mean to brag, I'm just making a point. Some say I'm deaf, the old school said I'm the joint. Fenton don't have stepping straight up and down, I guess mine. So you should cool and lounge when
EPMD is a tap.
No words at all, boy.
Sugar's not the net.
EPMD is a tap.
No words at all, boy.
Sugar's not the net.
SCSU.
SCSU.
EPMD's in effect. Snapping necks. Casting checks.
Hope y'all enjoyed that little ditty between me and my dog, man, Tony Dreamer and shit. Man, this whole motherfucking hustle is like, it's detrimental to your goddamn health, man. It's like, it ain't nothing that y'all motherfuckers ever done fucked with before. Some things that you think are elementary in this game, really are not elementary, man. Like I said, there's a lot of cats that's gone out and they've tried their hand at this shit and they failed miserably, man. So, I just like to commend my dog, Tony Dreamer, for getting in the game and trying it. He has yet to bag his first prospect. He ain't putting no moose head on the wall yet, but I mean, fuck yeah, it took me about 4 or 5 months before I've actually bagged my first freak, man. You know what I mean? And I had to come hella out the pocket to do it. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no knock on my nigga tone, man. Just, man, you gotta keep your nose to the grindstone and You gotta keep perfecting your craft, man. But since we was talking about, you know, the whole cyber pimp gig, man, and how you handle your business and what you have to do to make them freaks bite, you know what I mean? You gotta do what you gotta do, man. And we kind of touched on the pitfalls and the downside of the cyber pimp game, cyber hustle and shit. And I want to go ahead and reiterate it on my own and shit, man. It's like, it's what I like to call the five deadly venoms of cyber pimping. You know, these are the things that you're going to encounter in the game. That's basically, these are just cock blocking situations, man, where you try to get at this freak. And this is a situation where you can't get at the freak, man, because I'm about to say some real redundant shit, so I'm not going to say that. But anyway, like I said, it's called the five deadly venoms of cyber pimping. And these are certain situations that come about that basically limit your access to the freak. And the first obstacle, and we kind of touched on this, me and my nigga Tom, right? Number five would be the bitch's best friend. These motherfucking bitches, man, out here, they will put so much salt in your goddamn game, it ain't funny, man. So you really need to watch out for the bitch's so-called best friend. If you on the grind and you trying to fuck with some females, trying to make them put in some work, you got to try your best to make friends with the bitch's best friend. If not, she's going to put salt in your game, man. She's going to try and fuck up the hustle, man. I mean, you're going to pull the prospect to the side, and you're going to be like, yeah, you need to fuck with me. You can make some money, yada, yada, this, that. And then, nigga, as soon as you leave, man, the bitch's best friend is like, ah, that nigga ain't shit. That nigga ain't paying nothing. That nigga, he going to use you. He going to do this, and he going to do that. And of course, shit, bitches being bitches, shit, she more likely she going to listen to her bitch-ass best friend. You know what I mean? So you need to really, really be careful with that shit, man. Because when you out there trying to get at one bitch, make sure that you don't alienate the next bitch that's sitting right next to her. You know what I mean? Try and make all the females feel comfortable as possible, and try and be as friendly as possible to all the females that's in the, should I say, within the cipher of the main female that you trying to goddamn get at, man. Do not alienate the bitch's best friend. You know, that's goddamn cyber pimp venom number one, man. That's good. The five deadly venoms of cyber pimping, motherfucker. That's what it is. So watch out for the bitch's best friend. That bitch is a major cock blocker. That bitch is a major hindrance to progress in the Mac City streets, motherfucker. Watch that shit. All right, number four. The fourth deadly venom of cyber pimping, motherfucker, would be the Shoe Leather Express. or better known as a bitch don't have no fucking transportation. Fuck, man. I know y'all probably don't even understand that shit, but man, you know, you get tired of driving all the way around goddamn Timbuktu to try and get at a bitch, trying to find a bitch, trying to, you know, pick a bitch up for this and pick a bitch up for that. And, you know, you got an appointment, you know, you got a date with a bitch to do some video shit, man, but you know, she don't have no car, so you gotta get in your ride. You gotta go through all kinds of stupid-ass bullshit. You gotta drive through backwoods and back alleys full of glasses and crack vials. And, you know, that shit gets old and it gets irritating. I've had many situations where I had to pick up a broad to do a video, and I just said, fuck it, I'm not going to get the bitch. Because I don't feel like driving. Seriously, man. Seriously, it gets that goddamn irritating, man. When you just don't know, bitch, that you know in this cyber gig, in this cyber hustle, got a motherfucking car, man. Don't none of these bitches got no goddamn car. Then you tell them bitches, well, hey, why don't you ride a bus? I don't ride no bus. Shit, I ain't riding no bus. You know, you like, well, bitch, I'm not coming to get you. I mean, a lot of these motherfucking bras, I mean, right now, especially now, I'm on the frame of mind. If you ain't popping, if you ain't approaching the 8, 9, or dime level, baby, I'm not coming to pick you up. Nope, I'm not coming to pick you up. Nope. You better goddamn figure out a way to get where the fuck you need to get so you can come make this money, bitch. I'm not coming to get you. No. Motherfuck you. So, you know, a lot of times, man, you know, that's a hindrance, man. That's an obstacle that you got to overcome and shit. If you really want to fuck with a bitch, more oftentimes you're going to have to get in your car, burn your gas, and you're going to have to go through all kinds of fuck shit and fuckery to try and get at this chick and pick her up and then bring her back to the designated spot where y'all supposed to handle biz. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit would be just so much simpler if these motherfucking bras had transportation. You know what I mean? But like I said, that's number four on the list of what I like to call the five deadly venoms of cyber pimping. That was number four. All right, dog. Shit. Let me put it this way. Let's go to number three. Number three, the third deadly venom of cyber pimping would be, drum roll, please. God damn it, them badass motherfucking kids. That's right, god damn it. Y'all done heard me talk about these niggas 100 million times, man. Oh, the world is truly coming to an end, man. When you sit down and you really look at the next generation that's coming up, it's really a sad situation, man. It's really some sad shit to see, man. These kids have no guidance. They have no motherfucking sense. They have no intelligence. They have the, all these motherfuckers know is Lil Wayne and Xbox and weed, and it's just pathetic, man. God damn, the badass kids that you gotta confront just to get at these motherfucking women, man. You know what I mean? And I mean, it ranges from 1 year old all the way up to goddamn 18. Shit. You know, you tell a bro, hey, look, okay, check this out. You know, I want to pick you up. I'm going to take you to the designated spot. We're going to handle this biz. We're going to make this money. I can't go. I ain't got no babysitter. You're like, god damn, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't get no babysitter for the motherfuckers. Don't nobody want to watch my kids. They say my kids is bad. Well, goddamn, are they? Yeah, I'm like, motherfucking, yo, you got some badass kids that don't nobody want to fucking babysit and shit. You know what I mean? So now you stuck. You know, you got a bra. And a lot of times, these females think they slick. They may not actually want to do the gig, and they'll just use the kids as a motherfucking excuse. But oftentimes, man, they really have a hard time trying to find anybody that's going to watch them badass goddamn kids while they run across town and do the video. You feel me? So that's a major obstacle I run into all the time, man. You know, I come over, I'm trying to get the female in gear. I'm like, come on, you know, we got shit to do. You know, we got to get in gear. You know, time's a wasting, time's money, bitch. Come on, come on, come on. And you know, my babysitter ain't here yet. No one's here to watch my kids. My kids. I'm like, god damn you and these motherfucking kids. And I'm sitting in there and I'm looking at these kids, man, just wiping boogers on the walls and shit, and you know, got Kool-Aid stains all this. It's just, it's a fucking nightmare, nigga. I'm like, little kids is cussing at their mama and shit, and pissing and shit at Pampers. And dog, the third deadly motherfucking venom of cyber pimping is them badass motherfucking kids, man. I can't, some of the shit that I've heard these kids say to their mama, it's just unfucking fathomable, man. It's just unreal. You know what I mean? But, you know, like I said, it's a deadly venom due to the fact that, you know, they are often an obstacle, man. Anytime you're trying to get at the female to do work, you gotta, nigga, you gotta get around them goddamn kids, man. Them kids is gonna be in your face. Them kids is goddamn gonna just be that thing, that convenient excuse that these hoes use not to goddamn be able to come and fuck with you, man. You know what I mean? So, let's, once again, that's the third deadly venom of cyber pimping. Now let's go to goddamn number two, man. Number two. God damn it. Shit. Number two. The second deadly venom of cyber pimping will be Aunt Flo. Yeah, goddamn. Oh, my God. Not the Aunt Flo, nigga. Not the Aunt Flo. Yep, I don't know how many times, man, a plethora of times, you know, I call a female up, I'm like, all right, shit, it's judgment day, baby, I'm coming to pick you up, we're going to handle biz. I can't, I just started my period. I'm like, god damn, bitch, you said yesterday, you said it was all good. I know, like, you don't know your cycle, that you don't know when you about to come on? You don't know the signs in your body? You know, some females' titties get tender and some other females, you know, they start to have a little cramp or, you know, they just start to feel funny and get a headache. You didn't know that this was coming, bitch? Our float came to town and it was a surprise? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, these bitches is always trying to run game, man. But, man, if you're going to do the cyber pimp thing, you can't be squeamish about no blood, man. And you got to be bold enough to ask these motherfucking females, hey, look, when are you going to have your cycle, baby? You know, a lot of them, some of them will lie, some of them will be forthright, you know what I mean? It all depends on their goddamn agenda, man. But Aunt Flo is always standing right there, man, just waiting to fuck up your goddamn hustle, man. You know, you done goddamn got the, you know, you done went and bought the liquor, man. You done went and got the hotel room. You done went and bought the tapes to put into the, you know, the mini DV recorder and shit. You done went and got, the side trickster, side trick John and shit, man. Everything is on and popping. You setting everything up. Fuck, you done even went to the sex store and bought some old sex trinkets to try out on the bitch and everything, and then you call the bitch up, you're like, oh right, and the party about to start, bitch, goddamn, I'm coming to get you. Okay, I'm bleeding. I'm on my period. You like, you fucking bitch. You know, you was all ready for some freak shit. You was gonna have some fun, man. And you was gonna make some money at the same goddamn time. You was gonna flip the video. And here we go, man. This bitch, goddamn, all of a sudden hitting you with a sneak attack. Like she didn't know that shit was coming. Bitch, you knew that shit was coming. You knew that shit was coming. And of course, you know, it could be a ploy. It could be a lie. A lot of them use Aunt Flo as a convenient excuse to back out of, you know, getting cyber pimped, you know, just like they use the goddamn kids. No one wants to watch my kids. Aunt Flo's in town, the Reds are playing. You know, bitch, if you didn't want to fuck around, if you didn't want to get down, then that's all you had to goddamn say. You ain't got to come up with all this extravagant ass bullshit, goddamn shit. Well, anyway, that's number two on the goddamn on the chart, man. You know what I'm saying? Number two on the five deadly venoms of cyber pimping. Shit that's gonna cock block. Shit that's gonna get in your way to stop you from getting your hustle on and shit. So, right now, here we go. We're gonna start back at number five. We're gonna talk about the bitch's best friend. That's number five. Number four would be the Shoe Leather Express. Number three would be them badass motherfucking kids that them females got. Number two would be Aunt Flo. And I'm pretty sure y'all know what number one would be. What's number one, goddamn it? What's the number one deadly venom of cyber pimping? What is it? Fuck it, I'll let y'all think. I'll let y'all think on it. I mean, I talk about it all the time on the goddamn show, so. Tick tock, tick tock. Well, goddamn it, here we go. Number one on the list. The number one deadly venom of cyber pimping would be. That's right, goddamn it. Baby daddies. That's right, goddamn, baby daddies, or you could just say domestic motherfucking violence, nigga, shit. Either one is, you know, either one is interchangeable, man. Baby daddies and domestic violence, man. That's the number one deadly venom of this cyber pimping, man. I don't know how many times I was all set to come swing through and pick up a bitch, man, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm talking to the female on the phone. She's like, you can't come through right now, my baby daddy, over. You're like, goddamn, shit. Why don't you call me back in a half hour? He gonna be gone then. Like, damn, nigga, ain't you got somebody to rob or something, motherfucking shit? You got some drugs to sell, nigga, get the fuck out the house or come get your bitch, nigga, fuck. Oh, shit, man. It's the number one deadly venom of cyber pimping, man. These niggas is always goddamn in the fucking mix. They always in the cut, man. These motherfuckers is always guarding the pussy and shit. Even though the broad don't want shit to do with the motherfucker, but the bitch is scared to say anything because she don't want the goddamn shit kicked out of her. You know what I mean? But this nigga posted all up in her shit. Won't let the bitch breathe. Won't let the bitch do nothing. Where the fuck you think you going? Who you gonna go see? You know what I'm saying? Some of this motherfucking tomfoolery, man. These motherfuckers, man. I swear, man, especially in the early days, man, these niggas, oh, I couldn't get next to that bitch, man, because these niggas was like just so goddamn thirsty on these hoes, man. They was just cock blocking. It was nothing but just mega cock blocking coming from the baby daddies, man. These motherfuckers was just, they was not gonna let me just get my hustle on, get my groove on, no way, shape, form, or fashion, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. So yeah, goddamn, that's it. Number one, the number one deadly venom of cyber pimping, the goddamn notorious, the dreaded, the motherfucking baby daddy, goddamn it, interchangeable with that domestic violence. You know what I mean? So I have to be honest with you, man. That's normally, usually, the number one reason why I really can't get at a broad, while a broad is totally inaccessible, man. You know what I mean? Aunt Flo only lasts maybe a week. You know, I can get around that bitch. The badass kids, of course. Shit. Hey, a bitch gotta get loose sometimes. Sometimes she gonna find a babysitter. You know, if she's really serious, she gonna find a motherfucking babysitter, man. And of course, the Shoe Leather Express, well, that's really all incumbent and dependent on me, whether I feel like just, whether I feel bothered just picking your fucking ass up, bitch. You know what I mean? And the best friend, of course, you know, I got enough goddamn sense and I got enough people skills to know how to wrangle in the best friend. It took me a while to understand that dynamic, but you know, usually the best friend is a non-factor nowadays. But the number one goddamn trump card, man, the number one motherfucker, the baby daddy, this motherfucker, he can limit your access forever for getting at a bitch. For real. He can limit your access indefinitely from getting at a bitch. For real. That's the hardest motherfucker to get around. Shit. So, without further ado, we gonna end this show. That is the five deadly venoms of cyber pimping, goddammit. So, I mean, if you are a Mac City citizen and you read the Mac City journals, you know that everything I'm spitting in this shit is true. I mean, it's tried and true, man. In each journal log, you can see all the cock blocking techniques played out verbatim. So, all right, man. Well, anyway, this is the Fat Mac, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. We're going to sign out saying what's up to my nigga Taylor May, Chopped and Screwed, man, ChronicCastBlogspot.com. Y'all also need to check out Young Dope Man, HoodBoxOffice.com. Shit, and fuck, saying what's up to all my partners in crime, man. Shit, the Knowledge Gangster, DKG, saying what's up to the Minister of Love, saying what's up to Akbar Slim, saying what's up to Curly Murdoch, saying what's up to goddamn, did I just say Tone? I thought I said Tone, didn't I? Shit, man, Tony Dreamer, hey nigga, I'm getting old in my old age. Oh, that didn't sound good, did it? Anyway, well, that's what's up, man. I'm out, man. Y'all take it easy, and I'll see y'all. See y'all on the flip side, man. The Fat Mac and I'm out. You dig.
He looks determined without being ruthless. Something heroic in his manner. There's a courage about him. Doesn't look like a killer. Comes across so calm. Acts like he has a dream. Full of passion.
You don't trust me, huh?
Well, you know why.
I do. We're not supposed to trust anyone in our profession anyway.
Knock niggas out the box all the time. We just want them all the day. We rep fake wrong, we rep fake wrong. Yeah, motherfucker. Straight up. Fuck your whole team.
Take care, B.I. shit.
Yeah, bust it. Yo, G.I. nigga. Now yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politics, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircase. Word up, peace incarcerated. Scarface related style, attract millions. Fans, they understand my plan. Who's the kid up in the green land? Me and the RZA connect. Blow a fuse, you lose. Half-ass crews get demolished and bruised. Fake me fronting. Hourglass heads, niggas be wanting. Shutting down your slot, time for pumping. Poisonous sting, which dumps up in act chunks. Raise a heavy generator. But yo,
Guess who's the black Trump? Dough be flowing by the hours. Woo, we got the collars, scholars. Word like beast of power in my whole unit. Word up, quick to set it, don't wet it. Real niggas lick shots, peace, Connecticut. Now yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politic, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircases. Word up, peace, incarcerated star faces. Chef for shine like marble, rhyme remarkable. Real niggas raise up, spend your money, argue. But this time it's for the uninvited. Go ahead and rhyme to it. Big nigga mics is getting fired. Morphine chicks be burning like chlorine. Niggas recognize I'm here to Baltimore to fall green. But hold up, my wet be chasing like grow up. My mob roller, drip to death, whips rolled up. You never had no wins, sliding in these dens with Tims, with Mac-10s and broke friends. You got guns too, what up son do? Wanna battle for cash and see who's son too? I probably wax check, smack rap, niggas you facts. Niggas lyrics you whack, nigga. Can't stand unofficial, wet tissue, blank busts, scud missiles. You rolling like Trump, you get your meat lump. For real, it's just slang rap democracy. Here's the policy, slide off the ring, plus the wallabies. Check the status, soon to see me at Caesar's Palace eating salads. Be beating Mike, send the keys to Dallas. I move rhymes like retail, make sure shit sell. From where we at to my man sell. From staircase to stage, minimum wage. But soon to get an article and rap page. But all I need is my house, my gat, my act. Bank account fat is going down like that. Important French, but let me speak Italian. Black stallions wildin' on Shaolin. That means the Allen, the Staten, and niggas carry gats in. Mad police of Manhattan. Now yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politic, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircases. Word up, peace, incarcerated, Scarface. I do this for barbershop niggas in the plaza. Catching asthma, greatest sticking gun flashes. Well dressed, skating through the projects with big ones. Broke elevators, turn the lights out, stick one upstairs. Switch like a chameleon, hit Brazilians. Pass the cash, I'll leave your children. Lead a building, niggas. Yo, they be folding like envelopes under pressure, like Lou Ferrigno on cloak. Yo, Africans denying niggas up in yellow cabs. Musty like fuck, waving their arms to Arabs. Sit back, cooling like Kalu was on rocks. On the crack spots, rubber band rap. All my knots, few bitches who fuck dreads. On Sudafeds, pussies hurting. They did it for a yard for the feds. Word up, cousin, nigga, I seen it. Like a 27-inch Zenith, believe it. Now yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out, it's for real though. Let's connect, politic, ditto. We can trade places, get lifted in the staircases. Word up, peace, incarcerated, scar faces.